Good evening. How are you? Blessed on Holy Thursday. You know, as I was reflecting today on the readings, I was just struck that Judas was there. I never, all these years, 30 years on Sunday being ordained, I never thought about Judas being there and having his feet washed. But according to the scriptures, and then I went and looked it up just to make sure, Judas was there. And that's why at the end, not all were clean, not all were there. And I mean, not he knew who would betray him after he washed his feet. And then I sat there and I thought, I wonder if Judas was there when, you know, Jesus fed them with his own precious body and blood. And the answer again was, yes. And I thought, huh? So he made Judas a priest too? What? And he would betray him? What? Was Jesus mad? And yet every single apostle who he just washed the feet of would all leave him alone, would all betray him, leaving Jesus totally alone. After he just gave him the greatest gifts, the first gift he gave him was his own precious body and blood, and then he gave them the gift of the priesthood. Or even more so, then he made them all bishops in that day. That at that very moment, when he gave them the greatest gift he could give them, himself, they would betray him, and he knew it. But he loved them to the end. Why? He tells us at the end to give us an example, as I have done, so you must do. What's that mean? That we must love people who hurt us, betray us, who disappoint us, that we must go out of our way to be Christ to them. It's just that simple. And I think if we really reflect on it, this got to be the hardest part of being a Christian. Because who of us, if we knew someone was going to betray us, would sit there and then serve him or her that day? I know I wouldn't. I'm not good about that stuff. I get mad, as everybody knows, throughout the whole world. But the reality is, that's not the call of God. God calls us to love our enemies, to those who betray us, to serve them. You know, someone called on my radio show today and talked about, you know, how do I forgive people? And I said, well, it's an act of the will, of course. We have to say, Lord, I forgive them and I ask you to forgive them. It's not a feeling. But then I talked and I thought, you know, but again, but even after we forgive people, we still got to love them, even if we don't feel like it, right? That still in our hearts, that this God who left everything in heaven, became one of us, and was going to die on the cross, as we'll talk about tomorrow, decided to serve everyone, even those who would betray him. That's hard. You know, again, I was talking, and I've talked about it before, but you know, Hard Rock Cafe. You all know Hard Rock Cafe. And Hard Rock Cafe, they had one where I was in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I was talking to the people about it. And the motto of the Hard Rock Cafe, this pagan bar. There are pagan bars all around the world. My favorite restaurant of all Rome was the Hard Rock Cafe. But anyway, that's all beside the point. I was so sick of this spaghetti. But anyway, what happened is their motto is, love all, serve all. Shouldn't that be the motto of the Catholic Church? Shouldn't that be our own personal motto? Now again, I'm saying this, I'm preaching it, but I'm not living it, I get it. But to love all, serve all, Jesus lived this at the Last Supper. He loved all, served all. He loved those who would betray him. He fed them with his precious body and blood. He gave everything for love of them. And then he says, what I have done is give you an example. As I have done, so you must do. So again, what we're called to be is God in the world. God who is love calls us to be love in the world. And the only way that can happen is when we know that he didn't just do this and tell us to do it. He said, listen, I'll give myself to you. I will live within you. When you can't do it, get out of the way. and say, Jesus, I can't love them. Jesus, I can't forgive them. Jesus, I can't serve them. But you can, and you live within me. So Jesus, do it in me, because I can't. And then you and I just got to get out of the way. But we got to do it. We got to do it so much. If we decide, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to forgive. I'm not going to serve those who betray me. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. Then we ourselves cannot receive communion because we're going against the very reality of who God is. God loved Judas to the end. He loved Peter. He loved John. He loved all of them. And they all betrayed him. And he still gave everything for them. Learn to do the same. Today, ask for that grace. And I think that the first thing, as I've been talking about throughout the year, I just want to say two things beyond this. One is make sure you thank Jesus for the Eucharist tonight. As we talked about on Sunday, every day thank Jesus for something this week. Thank him for the Eucharist and thank him for the priesthood. And then two, those here in the parish, those of you who adopted a priest from the diocese, make sure you pray for them today. If you can, say a Divine Mercy chaplet for them and put their name in that. Anyone who's listening, again, if you listen to this even later, make sure that everyone who's listening to my voice has adopted one priest and fast for them and prays for them and ask God to sit there and make them holy. Because with no priests, there's no Eucharist. With no priests, there's no forgiveness. So we need good and holy priests. And even though Jesus knew when he ordained every one of them that night, every one of them were weak and everyone would betray him, he didn't ordain one perfect person that night, not one. And yet, 11 of them stayed faithful afterwards after they repented, because after we fall, we can repent. And he stayed faithful to them. So tonight, let's ask for the grace that we will be like Jesus, that we will love like Jesus, we will forgive like Jesus, we will love all and serve all like Jesus by getting out of the way. And that we thank him for the Eucharist, and we thank him for priests, and we pray for priests. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Now you get to see me do the most wonderful thing I do every year in washing people's feet. Just one of the greatest things ever. So people, hope you washed your feet.